The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you want to mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you want to jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run. Yeah.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Steelers Week here on Coach Speak. We're going to talk a little bit about the last game, preview the Steelers matchup, and just kind of talk about what it means for the team overall for the season. But the first thing I really want to get into, though, is the defense. You know, we'll look at the defense. What does this defense need to be versus kind of what the expectations for defenses are, how defenses are ranked? Look, we talked about the surprise, you know, for the level this defense was playing at. But really, what we judge defenses on isn't always the best. You know, a lot of times they look at it on, like, yards. Well, that doesn't really matter. Like, scoring is what matters, right? Yards don't win you points, win you games, excuse me. And, you know, it's all about the points. It's all about keeping teams out of the end zone. You look at on the year, the Bengals defense has given up a score 55% of the time in the red zone, and that's not great, but it's pretty good. I mean, it's 11th in the league. I think we're about 10% off of being in the first place ranking there. So I mean, that's a pretty good spot to be in. They've done pretty well with that this week against the Raiders. You know, they really stepped up that game again, and they went 1 of 3. And you know, specifically, huge stop after the turnover at the beginning of the game to get that stop to force the field goal. I mean, those are wins, especially when you have Joe Burrow, especially when you feel confident about scoring touchdowns. Those are wins, getting those red zone stops. So that's huge. You know, even if the defense gives up something to get there, you know, it's still the defense buckling down in the long run. That's a good situation. But especially when they're put in a bad situation by the offense, by a turnover, that's a really good job. Now, turnovers are one area where they've been hurting all year. And early in the season, when the offense was struggling, Zach Taylor said something about that, like, hey, we need to generate more turnovers. And he took a little bit of heat for it, but he's absolutely right. They don't create enough turnovers. They give up the ball a little bit too much on offense as well, but they don't create enough turnovers. Zach Taylor, after this game, said that they always want to be +2. And they were +1 against the Raiders, and it ended up being good enough for them. They are -3 in turnover differential on the year. So that's definitely an area that they need to improve on. They need to figure out how to create more turnovers. But also, you know, you would expect that with time, with development, that Joe Burrow's going to throw the ball a little bit more conservatively, that he's going to figure out some of these things and what his own limitations are, what windows he can fit in and do. So they've got to eliminate some of those on offense as well. It's definitely a two-way street there. But again, red zone, turnovers, you know, winning defense. And the other thing is big plays, you know. And I talked about this after the Browns game. Like, the defense didn't play terrible in that game outside of a couple of plays. But it doesn't matter. You know, when those couple of plays are a 16 to 70 yard touchdown, and you know, your offense gives up a pick six, like, well, hey, those 21 points are going to be hard to come back from. So they played pretty well on a down in, down out basis. But again, that's not good enough. You've got to stay on top of big plays. In this game versus the Raiders, you know, there was one longish run. I think it was like 18 yards. They completed a few deep passes. Like we've seen happen a little bit with this team in the past, particularly last year, the Raiders put together one drive. That was pretty, you know, that's pretty big. I think it was just a three-play drive, a couple of deep passes to Waller. One of them was 31, which is the long play of the game for the Raiders. And then the touchdown to Foster Moreau, which is like 19 yards. That would have been the only red zone score they gave up as well. So you just got to stay on top of those big plays, all right? And even those, like, yeah, 31's getting up there. We're talking about passes under 20 yards. It's not, you know, it's kind of borderline. You know, I think everybody kind of defines that stuff a little bit differently. But, hey, it's not 60 and 70-yard flipping touchdowns like they gave up against the Browns. So that's putting them in a better position. Now, as we look at the upcoming matchup with the Steelers, okay, turnovers, all right? Actually, we'll start with red zone because that's where we started with the other one, all right? They were 1-3 last time against the Steelers, just like they were against the Raiders last week, okay? So 33%, okay, much better than what they're doing on the year. Hey, if they can do that, you're going to be winning football games, especially if they're not giving up long touchdowns. So let's sneak over to that. And, you know, a few mid-range passes, one longish run against the Steelers last time. But for the most part, they stayed on top of those big plays against the Steelers as well. And then turnovers, all right? They were plus one last time too. Again, not that goal. You know, Zach Taylor talks about wanting to be plus two all the time, not reaching that goal. But plus one has been enough for them to win games, and, you know, at least they were in the positive column there. You know, Zach Taylor actually talked about how they did a good job of setting them up, you know, in that game. Those turnovers, you know, helped the offense get into scoring position, which is a big part of it as well. So, like, that's what the defense needs to be. You know, it's not about pitching shutouts because it's just not a feasible thing in the NFL in this day and age. And it's not about the yards, right? It's about the scores. It's about creating opportunities for your offense with turnovers, all right? And then playing really well in the red zone because teams are going to move the ball. You got to be able to make those red zone stops, force field goals, and answer on offense with touchdowns. You know, I thought the best quote from Zach Taylor of the week didn't actually come in a press conference. It was what he said to the team in the locker room. The NFL season is about learning from your experiences, good and bad. A couple of weeks ago, we're on the road with the Jets. Fourth quarter, up 11. What happened? Let it slip away. We had the same moment in the fourth quarter on the road, and you guys responded with touchdowns and turnovers and put that thing on ice. And really, like, that was, like, that was the true story. You know, that was something that really happened in this game. They did a great job running the ball, picking up some nice gains on the ground while moving the clock towards the end of this game, and then also generating those turnovers. Eli Apple, Sam Hubbard, generating those turnovers, and, you know, both Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine doing a really good job running the ball at the end of the game. So that was a fantastic job. You know, the way they ended that thing, the way they closed that thing out, that's what you got to do. You know, that is what you've got to do. I think they're in a really good position. They've, for the most part, figured out the middle of the game, which is that middle eight is a key thing. It's a big Belichickian. I don't know. I'm making up words now. But, you know, that's something that the Patriots have focused on for years. You know, scoring before the half, scoring right after the half. Bengals have put an emphasis on that, and they've been pretty good at that for the most part. Now we see their ability to close games. You know, we still got to see them coming out of the gate swinging, you know, and doing a little bit better job on the front end. And that's where they're going to be really complete and in a really good position. Now we look at this matchup coming up, and I think, look, after that Steelers game, I was apprehensive about the Steelers game the first time. I was quite vociferous about that. I talked about it. I was like, don't sell the Steelers short. As I look around the NFL, you look specifically at the AFC, but the NFC is a little wonky as well. But the thing with the teams in the AFC is there's some teams that look pretty good, but I don't trust anybody to win on a week-in and week-out basis. I mean, you look at the Buffalo Bills. I mean, you look at some of the games they've dropped. They probably should be the favorite. They should be the front runner in this conference that should be the Super Bowl favorite in the AFC. And now, you know, the Patriots did what the Patriots do, and they kept getting better, and they started winning more games as the season went on, and the Bills aren't even in first place in their division yet anymore. So the Titans, also, Titans had 5 turnovers a week ago and lost to the Texans. You know what I mean? Like, the Titans looked like that team. It was like, all right, well, maybe this is the team you can rely on. And I understand they have had some injuries and stuff, but, you know, it seemed like, well, nobody else is reliable, even with some of the deficiencies that team has. You know, this could be their year to make a run. They lose that game. So you can't trust teams to win. At the same time, I don't trust the Steelers to lose. They just... I was very, very hard on Tomlin for years. I've come around. The guy knows how to get people going. The guy knows how to win. Look, he's bad at a lot of things. don't get me wrong. He's not, you know, some of the things that we look at, a lot of people are bad at, like game management, things like that. And he's had some obvious deficiencies in that area. But he gets his team to go, and they figure out ways to win. You know, they create opportunities. They block punts. They, you know, they create turnovers. And they make the little plays to win if you don't force them out of it. You know, and obviously they have not been perfect. They're not a very good team this year. You know, Ben isn't what he used to be. Their offensive line is very good. So obviously, look, you can point to a certain game in particular, but you can point to games where they weren't very good, and I'm with you. I get it. But I don't trust the Steelers to lose because they're going to make a few plays. They're going to find a few little ways, and if you give them that inch, they're going to take advantage of it. You need to do what the Bengals did last week with the Raiders, where the Raiders had that drive that we talked about earlier, where they hit a couple of deepish passes, move the ball, bam, 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 touchdown. And you've got to answer by closing the door, all right, by putting together a nice drive, eating up some time, putting points on the board, coming out, creating a turnover. Those are the things you need to do. So I don't trust the Steelers to lose. I don't think this is going to be an easy game, even though I think the Bengals are a better team. I would, you know, so let's just not think it's going to be easy, right? because despite any deficiencies they have, they know how to do the little things to win games. And they shouldn't have won as many games as they did with the talent they have. You know, they beat the Bills early in the year. They beat somebody good a week ago. Like, you can't give them those opportunities. You can't let them sneak their way back in because they know how to do it. All right, so just a quick one this week. Again, Steelers week. Looking forward to it. And hey, look, I love the Bengals' chances here. I'm picking the Bengals. Love the Bengals this week. I'm just saying, you cannot sleep on the Steelers. They just do those little things. So don't think it's going to be easy. Don't freak out when something happens, because something's going to happen and it's going to look bad at some point. You know, they just got to keep playing, keep chucking, and, you know, respond. You know, like Zach Taylor talked about in that Raiders game, they've got to come out and respond when they face some adversity and put that thing away and sweep the Steelers for the first time in however many years. That would be a beautiful, beautiful thing and make us all feel very good moving forward. 2-game win streak, you know, coming up on a couple of non-divisional games over the next few weeks. That'll be a great position to be in right now. Really control your own destiny moving forward. So I'm Matt Manick. This is Coach Speak, and we will talk again next week, hopefully after a Bengals victory. Hoo day. Yeah, we coming for what's ours. Yeah, we coming for what's ours. You hear the